This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
This is Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org. And today I want to tell you about the saint of the day, Saint Zita. That's right, it sounds like Rita, but not. Saint Zita is the patron saint of domestic workers and was known as a great friend of the poor. She's one of these great medieval saints of the Catholic Church. She lived from 1218, thereabouts, to 1278. She was born near Lucca, Italy. At the age of 12, she began to work as the servant of a wealthy family, and she remained in their service for the rest of her life. Zita was initially disliked by the other servants because of her piety and her humility. However, through her sincerity, her warmth, and her hard work, she won their respect. Zita was especially loved by the poor in her region. She is remembered for her kindness and her charity. Saint Zita died on April 27, 1278. She was canonized in 1748. Imagine that time, all those years of devotion that remained to the saint, and was declared the patron saint of domestic workers in 1935. Her shrine in Lucca's Basilica of San Frediano is a popular place of pilgrimage. Today, we should think of this great verse from Saint Matthew's Gospel as we remember Saint Zita. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus tells us, "Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for these least brothers of mine, you did for me." That's Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. A legend from the life of Saint Zita relates that one day, when she was supposed to be baking bread for the family, a poor person came to the house asking for food. While Zita was serving the poor person, another servant who disliked her piety told the family that Zita was neglecting her duties. Going to the kitchen, hoping to surprise Zita when she returned, the servant was surprised to see angels baking the bread while Zita was away. The legend gave rise to the tradition of baking special loaves of Saint Zita's bread each year on her commemoration. Let us pray. Hear us, God our Savior, that as we rejoice in commemorating the Virgin Blessed Zita, we may be instructed by her loving devotion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Saint Zita, patroness of domestic workers, and great lover of the poor, pray for us today.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org. Where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
A Mexican-born Roman Catholic priest who was serving in Moscow was told to leave Russia. The decision was made partly, it seems, because of remarks he made regarding the war in Ukraine. Father Fernando Vera, a priest of the personal prelature of Opus Dei, had served in Russia for 7 years. Recently, he was the rector of Saints Peter and Paul in the heart of the Russian capital. Parishioners there said he had a habit of calling things by their name, according to Asian news, which is to say he had a habit of telling things like it is. Father Kirill Gorbanov, the vicar general of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Mother of God in Moscow, issued a statement April 21st saying that on March 28 of this year, the main directorate of the Ministry of Internal Affairs of the Russian Federation for Moscow sent a written notification to the Mexican citizen, priest Fernando Vera, that his residence permit in the Russian Federation had been canceled. Therefore, he would be obliged to leave Russia within 15 days. The letter offers no specific reasons for the decision. In an email response to Alatea, Father Gorbanov said that there were erroneous reports that Father Vera was given only 24-hour notice. Those erroneous reports were based on a social media post of a parishioner. The Archdiocese expresses its deep regret that the rector of the parish of the Holy Apostles of Peter and Paul was forced to leave our country, their statement said, since the letter states that this decision can be appealed and does not exclude re-entry to the Russian Federation. We hope that the situation can be safely resolved and Father Fernando will be able to continue his ministry.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
Following the death of 119-year-old Kane Tanaka, a French nun who was 118 has become the world's oldest living person. This fact has been verified by the Guinness Book of World Records. The French nun took the name of André when she entered her convent. Named Lucille Radin at birth, she was born in the south of France a decade before the start of World War I on February 11, 1904. Sister remains an early riser. After years spent in prayer, Sister André does not laze about in bed. She wakes up nice and early and has breakfast at 7. She attends Mass every morning, despite the fact that she is no longer able to see. Sister André has set herself the challenge to beat the record of Jeannie Calment, France's oldest ever living person who died at the age of 122. This is a fun fact that the communications director of her retirement home in Toulon has shared. But Sister is rather tired. In an APF interview for her 118th birthday, she said, "I am thinking of getting out of this business, but they won't let me." She has a few strengths and weaknesses. In the same report, she also shared about her characteristics and how she is perceived. Sister André said, "I was always admired for my wisdom and intelligence, but now people could care less because I'm stubborn." She is also known for her wit, sharing that she hopes God won't be too slow in welcoming her home. How does she find happiness? Well, before joining the Daughters of Charity, Sister André worked as a governess in Paris. She said that those years were some of the happiest times of her life. She also spent many years caring for orphans and the elderly before becoming Sister André in 1944. André is the name of her late brother. However, she stated that for her, daily happiness is as simple as being able to go and pray. At 115, she received a very special birthday gift. Residing in the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region, she was made an honorary city of the city of Toulon in 2019. And she received a letter and a blessed rosary from Pope Francis. She beat COVID-19 too, believe it or not. She beat the disease a few weeks before turning 117. Her experience of the virus was asymptomatic. Finally, the French sister enjoys a daily glass of wine.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.